So much then for the material elements. What about the fifth element? What about space? Space, in Buddhist thought, in Indian thought, in this context, is that which contains the other four elements. Space is that which contains earth, water, fire, and air. In a sense, space is what makes earth, water, fire, and air possible. It's the possibility of their existence. Or we may say, space is that which supports, which makes possible the existence of the whole so-called material universe. So in a sense, therefore, in Buddhist thought and in Indian thought, space is regarded as somewhat more real or more ultimate than the four material elements, than earth, water, fire, or air. I may be touching on this a little bit later on, depending on how much time we have left. Now, all this talk of rupa, of five skandhas, which is, after all, very elementary Buddhism indeed, very basic and very fundamental, all this talk of perceptual situations and so on, this might strike one as a little abstract, even though it is necessary for a proper understanding of the subject. So let us now come to something rather more concrete. We're speaking of five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, space. Each of these elements is associated with a particular colour and a particular geometrical form. Earth is associated with the colour yellow and with the cube form. Water is associated with the colour white and with the spherical, sometimes hemispherical, form. Fire, naturally, is associated with the colour red and with the conical form or pyramidal form. Air is associated with pale green. And also with a sort of hemisphere. A hemisphere with its flat surface uppermost, sometimes with a sort of bow-like shape. And space is associated with the flaming drop that we'll be considering later on. Well, after this sort of preliminary survey, we can begin to see how the five-element symbolism was incorporated into the structure of the stupa by the Tantra. What the Tantra did was very simple and rather drastic. It placed the geometrical forms associated with the five elements, that is to say, the cube, the sphere, the cone, the inverted hemisphere, and the flaming drop, one on top of the other. And just to help us visualize this, we've got, I think, a chart. This is what the Tantra did with these five geometrical forms associated with the five elements. It placed them one on top of another. So that we see that the Tantra did not merely incorporate the five symbols of the five elements into the structure of the stupa, it came to regard the stupa as a whole as essentially consisting of them, as built up from them. In other words, the Tantra regarded the stupa as architectural symbol of the whole so-called material universe, the whole of nature, the whole cosmos, as existing in space. The stupa becomes for the Tantra in this way, through this development, the embodiment of the whole so-called material universe, the whole material cosmos, as existing in space. But having done this, the Tantra went even further. It gave the symbolism of the five elements and the symbolism of the stupa itself, an even more deeply tantric significance. And how did it do this? We can see that the Tantra placed the geometrical forms associated with the five elements one on top of the other in a certain order, beginning with earth. And this order is not arbitrary. There's a reason in this order. There's a reason why earth comes first, then water, then fire, and so on. The symbols are arranged in the order of the increasing subtlety of the elements which they represent. You get the grossest at the bottom, the subtlest at the top. Water, for instance, is subtler and more refined than earth. Fire is subtler and more refined than water. Air is subtler and more refined than fire. And space, right at the top, is the subtlest and most refined of all. And this suggests something, or rather it suggested something to the Tantra, to the tantric sages, the tantric teachers. It suggested that what was true of the so-called material world, the material universe, was also true of the world of mind. In the material universe of earth, water, fire, air, and space, some elements, some levels, as it were, are grosser, coarser, others more refined, more subtle. And it's just the same in the mental world. Mind, too, spirit, too, has its levels. There are lower levels, there are higher levels. And transposing the whole symbolism, transposing the stupa itself from the material plane to the mental and spiritual plane, these mental and spiritual levels too could be symbolized by the five elements. In this way, for the Tantra, the stupa comes to be a symbol not only of the world without the material world, but of the world within, the world of mind, the world of successive levels of consciousness, successively higher stages of consciousness, or rather we may say of successively higher stages in the transformation of psycho-spiritual energy.